Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 23. Today we are doing worst states. We do not have Coley the McMahon today. We do not have Tommy Smokes either. We are joined by Spider, because when we're doing worst states, I don't know if there's anyone at Barstool better suited to go through it, because out of all of us domestically, I think you've traveled the most out of maybe anyone that works at Barstool, right?
Probably one of them. Yeah, I've done a lot of travel to some obscure places. You know, that's the great thing of Barstool.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think you'd be like a perfect person to get on this bracket. Let's just jump straight into it. But before we do, let's hear from our good friends over at Mack Weldon.
Spring is here, and Mack Weldon is the expert when it comes to stylish essentials perfect for this season. Whether you want to upgrade your sweats collection or you need, you know, a little bit of gear that stands up to the changing weather, Mack Weldon has exactly what you're looking for. Their new collection, the Atlas Jogger, Half Zip, and Full Zip Jacket, are all built for success, rain or shine, with comfortable, water-resistant fabric. I wear Mack Weldon stuff all the time, literally wearing their shorts right now. Crazy comfortable, and they're one I didn't even get introduced to until they first sponsored us, and now it's like basically all I wear. It's so great. You can wear it basically like, it doesn't just need to be like if you're going out, you're going to work, you're going to this, you're going to that, you can be home slouching, it doesn't matter. Fits great, feels great, no matter what situation you're in. And it's also just looks stylish, which is very rare. And I feel like in a lot of clothes that are built for comfort and also like out being out and at different places, I love them. Check out Mack Weldon for yourself. Save 20% on your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/LCB and enter promo code LCB. Again, that's mackweldon.com/LCB and enter promo code LCB for 20% off. Find your perfect look for this spring.
So help me God if people choose states like New York or New Jersey. Those aren't bad. Anyways, let's get to the first.
Okay, let's get to the first one. We have the number 12 seed, New York, state where most of us are living right now at this second. A state that's very high in taxes. You have to pay a lot to live here. And I think it maybe not be the – it's probably not going to end up being the worst state, but we need to have it number one on here because for the sake of the graphic, people are going to go nuts about it. And number two – like, it's probably one of the most overrated states, I would say. Like, everyone's like, when I grow up, I want to move to New York City and live, do this. And, like, it sucks. It's not really that great. And going up against them is the number five seed, New Jersey. New Jersey, awful roads, smells like shit. I think the most dumping sites out of any state in the country, which is seemingly impossible. Really bad, traffic, taxes, all this shit. Not a great place to live. Steve J, I know you're there right now, but I mean, there's a little bit of leniency I think I have to give here. But Spider, we'll start with you. New York and New Jersey, which state do you think is worse?
Jersey's worse. And I'll tell you why, because New York is better because it has it all going on. If New York City's not for you, you got Western New York, you got Buffalo, you got Bills football, etc. Miss me with this whole narrative. Oh, technically the fucking Giants and Jets play in New Jersey. Whatever. If that's what the small dub that you Jersey losers want, sick. Like New York, we also got the city. We got upstate. We got Western. They're different. Everything's going on here. There's everything between big urban metropolis and a lot of opportunity to quiet small farm towns. And Jersey, yeah, it's smelly. It's dumpy. They got a little bit of beach, if you will. They got the shore, whatever. It's all right. It was good. New York is better. Jersey is far worse.
A so-so rating for New Jersey. Nick?
So I would rather live anywhere in Jersey than upstate New York. Like way upstate New York?
Like Plattsburgh?
Yeah. Like Jersey has Cape May. I just bought a place there. It was like a couple bands. Snagged it.
You don't have even.
You don't think I have a band?
You don't even have racks. You lost your last rack.
Fuck off. No, I have bands. I'm like Dave Grohl with the amount of bands. But
two?
No, he's more than that.
What other bands is Dave Grohl part of?
A band is $100,000.
Oh, well, I thought your reference was the fact that Dave Grohl was
in like three or four bands.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we're not talking about the Foo Fighters today. I'm still honoring the guy.
Who's the guy?
Who was drummer Taylor Hawkins?
Yes. Thank you. Show some respect.
Too soon.
Ocean City's in New Jersey, correct?
Ocean City, there's one in Maryland, and New Jersey.
So Ocean City, New Jersey has this bar called Secrets, which looks awesome, and all the hot girls used to go there. I could always picture myself there.
OCMD does.
Yeah, and that's Maryland.
Maryland
for sure.
Yeah, I've been there multiple times. Secrets rocks. Like, dude, like half of the seating is outside, like in the water. Like the tables.
That's gotta be disgusting.
It's legit. Like you basically stand there waist deep in water, and your table comes out of like the ground, and like they.
Oh, it is
drinks
disgusting. Yeah,
it's got okay. That's Maryland's disgusting. Ocean City. Okay, yeah, I've never. I. Sheesh, that changes everything. So New York has New York City, and I'm sure Buffalo would be fun for a football game. But New Jersey has the Cake Boss.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to remember his name, Buddy Velastro?
Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think as a whole, New York is worse.
You raise a good point that there's too many Italians in both states. So that's something to keep in mind.
There's way too many Italians in both. And isn't New Jersey the most like congested? Like, it's the most people per like area.
Yeah. Most people per square mile or whatever.
It's densely populated.
Very. Okay, so we're going to go.
Tatooine.
So you're going to do one for New York then?
New York's worse.
West is worse. Yeah.
It's which one's worse. Yeah, KB.
New York is worse.
Am I echoing?
A little bit.
I am to me.
Switch to a mic.
I can't fucking talk like this.
How close are you guys to each other?
They're pretty close. Okay, try it.
Check.
A little bit of echo.
Test.
Why don't you guys, would it be crazy if you guys would just go on the same screen?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
We've never thought of that at all. We've just been sitting next to each other.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
That's a big brain idea.
Yeah.
KB, get over here.
Should I leave my screen running?
No. Okay. No, that was the point.
Then there's more echo.
Guys, have you ever thought you guys should just be on the same screen?
It's a good idea. Owen, is that a topical ass meme?
Yes, fair. Sir.
Ooh.
KB.
This was one of the only images I had saved to my laptop.
From like 2012?
Yeah.
Okay, now the boys
put a map
on the
up
scene.
Behind me.
Hello.
Oh yeah.
Well, now
this
I
is even perfect.
The headphones on.
Oh, I have the headphones on. I can't hear. Hold on.
Try again. Now you guys hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. It's actually that state map is perfect considering what we're doing. All right, KB, New York and New Jersey, which is worse?
As fun as it is to roast both states, I think they're both two of the better states in the nation as far as desirability, appeal, entertainment, all of that. There's a reason people pay so much and deal with the taxes and the odors is because it is the best place to live in America, both states. However, New York is the hotbed of America and of the Western Hemisphere. It also has the Adirondacks, the Hudson Valley, the Finger Lakes, Long Island, SUNY Cortland, SUNY Oneonta,
Oswego.
Jersey is also nice. It has, the Jersey Shore, the proximity to Philly, New York, the North. I don't know. The people in Jersey are significantly worse. The natives, they are the worst humans to ever be conceived in any era, including all of the Han dynasties and whatnot. They are just terrible people, but great places to live. Jersey is worse.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's another one for Jersey. Steve Che, I'm going to take a wild guess which way you're voting, but you tell us.
I mean, I've lived in both states. These are the only two states that I've ever lived in. So I was born and raised in New Jersey. I live in New Jersey currently. I went to school in Long Island. So I lived there for a couple of years, and then I moved to New York City, which is the greatest city in the world. So I think both are very versatile. I will agree with KB that neither of these states should be considered as one of the 16 worst. I mean, Kibbe pointed out, you know, New Jersey, you got, you know, I think it's pretty suburban. There are some, you know, fun areas for 20-somethings with Hoboken and Jersey City. You got the Jersey Shore. Also, both places have very good food, and I think that's like a staple of places where you want to be, and especially like good food and good nightlife. So I think Jersey's strong. I do think overall New York is probably better, just due to New York City. I mean, New York City is the greatest city in the world. New Jersey is nowhere close to that. Hoboken's nice, but like it's 1 square mile. So New York for me is going to take the cake. Yeah, they have upstate New York, which is really nice. Hudson Valley is awesome. And they have beaches too. They have the Hamptons. And you know, everywhere kind of out east. Jones Beach less so. Beautiful Hofstra University with an incredibly nice campus. But yeah, I would vote New York here. Or wait, sorry. Wait, which one is worse? New Jersey's worse.
Yeah, New Jersey's worse, you're saying here.
What a twist.
Oh, and what would you pick?
Jersey's worse. Yeah. I think Jersey's worse.
Did you catch Steve Chase saying he used to live in Long Island?
Yeah.
Live on Long Island?
That doesn't bother me.
It always has bothered me because it's physically impossible for you to live in an island unless you have like a secret base.
You live in an inhabited place. If it's a populated place, you live in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's a city, yeah, the geographical location of Long Island, you cannot live in it unless you're like buried underground.
Well, you don't live in New York.
You know what I did.
You live in New York City.
You live in Manhattan.
Yeah, you live in the city of Manhattan. You do not live in Manhattan Island.
Nobody thinks that. No one says I live on Manhattan.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is like you wouldn't say that you live in Manhattan Island. It's a geographical definer. It's like Long Island is not a city.
It's Long Island that says.
So you're saying we drop the island, too, right? Just have to call it Long.
But okay, what about Long Island City? You guys are the worst people. I don't. You guys are just the worst. Yeah. Both of these states suck. So,
dude, my green screen's fucking. I have my hands up.
Oh, okay.
Owen, he's on your side.
He's got green palms right now. The worst thing. Good ass gardener.
They're going to move on anyway. We're going to move on to the next of a matchup. We have the 4 seed Mississippi. Mississippi, the highest poverty rate out of every state in the entire country, worst life expectancy. Many people that we know from there are horrible human beings, although one of them is technically the king of the South, which is pretty cool in my opinion.
He's from Louisiana.
Yeah, but he's the king of the South, which includes Mississippi, to be fair. And they're going up against Wyoming. Wyoming just has no human beings at all. The largest city population is 64,000, which is like the population of like one tiny city in like Brooklyn or whatever. There's only 4 cities in the entire state with over 20,000 people. So no teams, no pro sports. Second windiest state in the country. By the way, all the stats I'll be reading off to you might be completely outdated. I have no idea. But yeah, not a great place to be. We'll start with you this time, Owen. Which state do you think is worse, Mississippi or Wyoming?
Mississippi is much worse. Wyoming, I think you have some beautiful national parks, if I believe correct. Mississippi, yeah, seems like bad news.
Lots of bad eggs out of there. Jay.
Like, the best case scenario is you end up Brandon Walker. That's like the best thing that could happen.
Yeah, that is true.
It's like if everything goes one in a million, you could have that.
The ceiling. Jay.
I don't know anything that's in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. What is Wyoming known for?
Nothing. Fox from Lost.
It's known for being not populated. Like, that's, I feel like, the most defining thing about Wyoming. I feel like
you know, Smirk, he's the biggest fox head here.
I like Lost. He's in what, Vantage Point? Oh, yeah.
Lost, and is it Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, we are Marshall?
Yeah, that too. He's the pride of Wyoming.
He's a secondary coach, or like not the primary coach in one movie. I forget.
He's not Matthew McConaughey. He's the guy that missed the flight.
Dude, they wrote. They're lucky. I love that character so much.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So Che, Mississippi or Wyoming?
Yeah. I mean Mississippi. I know like Caleb and Ron have been there and joke on Brandon Walker that they only really have strip malls there. And like no real good places to eat. Brandon Walker can't go with Anthony's, which is apparently a good place to eat, but that's like one place in the entire state. So
that should be in New York, by the way.
Anthony's?
Absolutely. That does not, that should not be in Mississippi. That should be like McCruthers or something in Mississippi. Like, if you're in New York, you need to go to Anthony's, or New Jersey, you go to Anthony's.
I do know a lot of people named Anthony.
See?
Anthony's a worldwide name, I feel like.
Yeah, it's a common name, but like not a Mississippi name.
I know so many people from China named Anthony. It's crazy. You would never believe.
I actually do know some Asian guys named Anthony. They go by Tony.
Tony Leung is a great actor.
I'll take your word for it. Told you. But yeah, I don't know anything about Wyoming. So I think in pure ignorance, I'm going to vote for that. I just sent you guys one of my favorite videos of all time. It's 6 seconds long. It's from an episode of 60 Minutes, like 5 years ago, about a chess club in Mississippi. And I would encourage Goochman or whoever to input this onto things, because this is why I think Mississippi is better than Wyoming, solely this video.
All right. You're sending it in our chat?
I sent it in a text.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, you definitely sent it in a look check.
No, I did. I just have... I have 5G, which is awful. Okay, it just went through. There's like a 5G tower, like,
okay,
2 miles away.
All right, let's see.
That's awesome. That's a great video.
It's a chubby kid. It's in chess club who's very good at chess, just talking about why he likes chess, and he just likes crushing people's spirits.
Being good at chess in Mississippi means you don't eat the pieces.
I wonder if that kid, do you remember Chicken Nuggets Are My Family kid? You know what I'm talking about?
He's got to be from Mississippi.
Yeah, that seems like a kid who's definitely from Mississippi.
Mississippi at least has college football. So like,
that's true.
Wyoming? I don't know a single thing in Wyoming.
There's no.
I don't even know if I can name a city in Wyoming. Is Bismarck? Cheyenne.
No. Yeah, Cheyenne is the most populated city. And it's 60,000 people.
Jackson Hole. A bunch of photographers go there, take the same fucking picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought Jackson Hole was Montana.
Teddy Roosevelt go there?
Teddy Roosevelt? He was in the Badlands of the Dakotas, I believe.
Did you call him Teddy Something Roosevelt?
Like I did. Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt, one of Long Island's finest, from Oyster Bay, I think. Something like that. You ever go on a field trip to his house, Owen?
Yeah, I think I did in like fourth grade.
Yeah, it was sick as hell.
Is that the right time?
No, it's not. There's no way. Going to anybody's house when they were a kid, they weren't famous then. What the fuck are you looking at? Just the regular kid shit.
It was a pretty regular house, and then just had like a bunch of taxidermied like animals in it.
Yeah, so just a regular house. Regular
pretty house. More or less, yeah, regular house. KB, we'll move to you. Mississippi or Wyoming?
This is an incredible matchup of two states that are truly terrible. I think people falsely glorify and romanticize Wyoming because it's so secluded and unpopulated. But that escape fantasy is only good for like a week or so. We're all humans. We need cities. Some people will say no, but the state has nothing. It's beautiful. It has like Jackson Hole and like the national parks, but you need people, and it has 500,000 in a gigantic state, which is nothing.
So that's another one for Wyoming, Nick.
No, Mississippi is truly the epitome of bad in every way. Poverty is bad. Don't romanticize poverty. It sucks. Obesity, illiteracy. It's uncomfortable. It is truly just the worst state probably in America.
It's the worst life expectancy on the world, or in the world, maybe, but it maybe not on the entire country at least.
Yeah. And it's not me roasting them. I feel bad. The situation sucks.
It doesn't get cold though.
But it gets sticky.
Yeah.
And the mosquitoes are probably everywhere.
Really sticky.
Sucking mosquitoes
out of their but again, yeah, Mississippi does have like the coast and like a small strip.
Yeah, and they get hurricane to shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Wyoming.
There's no hurricane.
Everybody, almost everybody who got asked to work down in Mississippi for us no longer works with us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Dana B. Like,
this isn't worth it. Yeah,
Dana B is the sole survivor.
Mm-hmm. This guy's like a damn cockroach. Mm-hmm. All right, Nick, Mississippi or Wyoming.
What's Mississippi's claim to fame? Like saying their name when you're counting?
Which is
it's helpful and it's fun to spell. Wyoming, like, I know I'm contradicting myself from the first matchup, but I'm trying. They're so culturally on their own, have zero impact, that you almost have to look at the talent they've produced. Who are the people that come from Mississippi? They have a powerhouse of some of the most famous people. James Earl Jones, Jerry Rice, Lance Bass. Like, those are probably the big three. Mm-hmm. Who's the biggest person from Wyoming? Fucking Jackson Pollock, a shitty painter that just conned his way to the top because he fluck his ashtray, his cigarette. Yeah. He fluck him.
Is Jackson Hole named after him?
After Pollock? Named after his ass.
His ass?
Named after, named after an abstract painter's ass, which is like the messiest ass.
I'm looking at the list of most famous people from Wyoming, and it's almost kind of sad that Matthew Fox outranks Jackson Pollock in their total ranking.
Mm-mm. He should. Fuck Jackson Pollock.
Wow, there really is just nobody on here. Dear Lord.
And then if you go to Mississippi, it is truly some of the most influential people that have ever existed. Bass. Lance Bass.
Mm-hmm. Zane Beatles.
My favorite medieval weapon and my favorite freshwater fish in one gay man.
And he went to space, right?
Lance Bass?
That sounds
didn't
right.
Didn't he go to space?
Are you putting me up on a tee for what planet he probably went to?
No, I'm pretty sure he was like when he was like super famous, he was very into like space travel and just kind of like bought his way onto that. I'm pretty sure about that.
At 23,
I could see him fucking Venus Williams.
He could, yeah, Lance Bass would probably fuck Venus Williams as like a coke before he came out.
At 23, he almost achieved his dream to become the youngest person in space by shooting off to the International Space Station as a commercial passenger on the Soyuz rocket. It didn't work out though, but apparently he almost did. That's kind of cool. He also he's a member of the National
almost
Space
going
Society.
To space, just as cool.
Yeah, almost. Cool. I've almost gone to space by that same metric. Like I think you just go to space or you don't. Okay, so we're tied up. You get to break the tie here, Spider.
Well, you've been to both, right, Spider?
No, I have not been. I don't think I've actually been to either. I think maybe on Barstool versus America, we drove through there. But I think Wyoming is better. Mississippi is worse. Here's why. I do think there's value in the fact that no one fucking lives there. We all live in New York. I know KB downplayed the escape thing. There's probably truth to that. But if you want a complete culture change and like privacy, I feel like that's one of the few remaining places where you can have that escape. Yeah.
No way. You can just go home.
Mm-hmm.
Just what? Go to your apartment.
No, I mean like a yard and like fucking like nature in your your view.
Yeah, but I think some people do want that and do appreciate that, but I think most people actually don't want that permanently.
Yeah, I agree. That's why no one lives there. But I think the people that choose to live there probably that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, that's a fair argument. I bet you the people of Wyoming are happier than the people of Mississippi.
Yeah,
but there's 100%. Only there's less people. There's more people in like Washington D.C. than Wyoming.
Yeah, but I'm saying to some people that's massive, like selling.
So but no one else is doing it.
It's very true. No other state is being lowly populated. States don't be doing that these days. Okay.
How many women in Wyoming do you think you'd be attracted to?
I would imagine that not a lot of women are even on the market at any given point. I imagine all of them either leave the state or get married right after high school.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that the dating pool is quite low.
The college building is a library.
I don't even think there's a library there, to be honest. That might be stretching it.
It's the college's library.
The college logo looks like a cowboy pulling his dick.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay, so they're going to move. Mississippi's going to move on the 4 seed. Next up, we have the number 8 seed, Louisiana, where the King of the South is truly from. Really, really, it's like I think the worst state as far as corruption goes, like state, like politician corruption goes by like a huge, huge margin.
I think the laws are just different there. It might as well be another country.
Yeah, they have like parishes instead of counties.
Yeah, like if you want to be an attorney, you have to like, it's a completely different bar. And it's like a very, very weird state.
A lot of humidity, really bad crime.
It's the worst. Sticky.
worst obesity in the entire country by rate, worst child poverty rate also in the entire country. Yeah, so they're not great, but they're going up against another quite bad state in Arkansas. In Arkansas, second highest taxes in the country somehow. I don't know. They pay four different levels of taxes on everything, which is like insane. About one third of the countries or counties in the state are dry. Obviously, very lowly populated. Not a state I think a lot of people could point out on a map at all. So that's
I don't like that. Most adults I'd imagine can point out Arkansas.
I would. I don't think so. I don't think, Nick.
Really?
I don't think.
Jay, could you?
I don't think so.
Is it directly west of Georgia?
No. So most adults in America who have a college degree could not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that so most I'm of us here have a college degree. So I think that's how it works.
It sucks.
Spider, you started out Louisiana versus Arkansas.
I think Arkansas is worse and Louisiana is better because we got New Orleans. I was just there. Awesome city. As much as you could say, oh, it's smelly, it's trashy, whatever. We have the same issues here in New York, the city that we all live, work in, whatever you want to call it. It's way better. Louisiana is a great place. I don't even what's even is the other state. It's so irrelevant.
Arkansas versus Louisiana.
Yeah, Arkansas. I mean, all they got is a decent college basketball team that has some promise. Other than that, I don't really think they got much going for it. Like you said, high taxes. Fuck that.
How did that even happen?
If you're going to pay all that, at least move to somewhere relevant and get a good opportunity to succeed and make a living, I would say.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nick.
Louisiana has fooled the country that it's a fun-ass state because 1 week a year where you get to see titties. First of all, you can see titties anywhere nowadays and you don't have to give beads. Also, I don't think gumbo is great, nor jambalaya. And they put little babies in their cake, and they think if you have this baby in your mouth, you win, or do you lose? Is it good luck or bad luck?
I think it's good. You have to buy the next cake, right?
You have to buy the next cake if you have the baby in your mouth?
Yeah, and also
if your slice has the baby.
Yeah.
With that being said,
yeah, I imagine getting an abortion and then choking to death on a baby, ironically.
Tough.
I was about to say the same exact thing. But I can't name one thing about Arkansas. Little Rock.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Musk. Yeah.
Cool. Don't they have wild pigs and shit?
Feral hogs were Arkansas?
I don't know. I feel like that might be them.
I feel like KB could tell me – like I feel like KB should go first on all of these. Which one would I rather live in? I'm afraid of like voodoo, and I don't want anywhere near that. I'm going to say Louisiana's worse.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. All right, KB?
I think Louisiana – I've never been to either of these states, so I'm just talking out of – Louisiana has there's a charm to it having a very, very unique culture. It's almost like its own country. The accent, the dialect, the food.
That's not an accent. That's a completely different fucking language.
Yeah, totally that's what I'm saying. I think there is an appeal to that. And the food, I don't know what Nick's saying. I think it's incredible. I don't like shellfish.
There.
Yeah, I love that and the beignets. In the college football, Arkansas is up there is in terms of like backwardsness with West Virginia and Mississippi. It is like the Walmart of the U.S. But that area, I guess, it's like nice. It's like built up. It's whatever. Arkansas is worse.
Do the Waltons live in Nebraska? Am I making that up?
They're both subhuman. Louisiana, they're subhumans.
No, like those like guys that are like born and raised on the bayou of just like they're always wearing like yellow stained wife beaters. They're just yellow by this point.
I really want to find where were they from? Where are the Walton family, the Walmart people? Where are they from? Hey, I think they were from
Conway or something like that. The North
Bentonville.
Waltons from no, they're from. I think they're from one of these Midwest states, but I forget. No, never mind. I guess the first ones are. Wait, no, that's very wrong. Sam Walton. Where were you from, sir? Oklahoma. Okay. All right. I was somewhat on the right track. Okay. So you're going to vote for Arkansas?
Yes.
Okay. That's two for Arkansas, Che.
Arkansas, I have never been to, so I'll preface with that. But down south, country living, things moving slow. You got the Walmart headquarters there in Bentonville, Arkansas, where they got direct flights in and out of, which is, I'm sure, pretty nice. Louisiana, though, the absolute worst. Tons of stuff wrong with it. New Orleans does have very good food, and I'm not going to deny that. Some of my favorite food in the country. But they also have a ton of pickpockets, and again, poverty is very bad there.
You're a chain wallet.
No, I actually have a money clip. Why would I have a chain wallet?
I thought you had a chain wallet for some reason.
Seems like something you would have.
No, I don't shop for wallets at Hot Topic, so I don't imagine where I would get one of those things.
I can see here you live in that pickpocketers are still like the number one.
Ben Mintz has like an Oliver Twist character, like the Artful Dodger.
Yeah, he wears fingerless gloves and like a newsboy hat.
I went to Mardi Gras in 2014, and I was flying in like Friday night, and a couple friends got in like Friday afternoon, and we were meeting up that night, and two of my friends had already been pickpocketed by the time I got there. It's really bad because
doesn't your love of titties outweigh pickpocketing?
You are a big titty guy. You can see titties everywhere, and you don't need to throw beads to get them.
You can't drink on the street everywhere, though.
That is kind of crazy.
I don't know. Plus, they got the Saints down there, who I absolutely hate. But as fellow flood survivors, I empathize with some of the people down there. But still, Louisiana, the worst. Food very good. Everything else very bad, including New Orleans.
So this time that your friends got pickpocketed, did one of them get pickpocketed and then the other one was like, huh, I'd never get pickpocketed. And then they got pickpocketed. Like, was this the same exact time that they didn't realize they both been pickpocketed?
I don't know how back to, because they didn't realize immediately. It was like they went to go check their phone and then there's nothing.
Are you and your friends all on like the same level of street smart, you would say?
Somewhat. I would say that maybe they're a little bit sharper, but yeah, I would say somewhat.
That's good.
Mm. Well, you didn't get your wallet stolen, so I guess you can. That's points for you.
Sharper than that.
I didn't.
All right, you get to break the tie on.
Arkansas is worse. I think the worst thing you could be as a state is just like not have an identity. And I think, like Kyle said, Louisiana definitely has one. I think Roan said it's like the only city you could feel like you're not in the country anymore. So yeah, I'll push that, or I'll push Arkansas through.
Fair enough. All right, we're going to move up to the number one seed versus the number 16 seed. The number one seed, I'm sure many of you guessed this already. It is Florida. Florida, a lot of old people, a lot of tourists, a lot of guns, meth, wet heat, hurricanes, gators. It's the lightning capital of the United States, which seems impossible. Terrible schools for more than one reason. And they're just not, it's just not a good state. And obviously the Florida man stuff is like, it's, I don't even want to touch on the Florida man stuff. But they're going up against, well, obviously the 16 seed Che in game. And the Che in game, and you're new to this, Spider. Usually Steve Che sends me a really weird list of shit. And we do as a 16 seed a Che in game. Where we all vote on which one we're going to decide to push through as a 16 seed. So the first option of the Cheyenne game is the state Senate. I don't know what axe to grind you have against the state Senate, Che. I'd love to hear it though.
I don't know much about it, but politics seems extremely boring. So like people write their state senators. Why? They're never going to read it. No, thanks. Out on state Senate.
After that, you also have the State of the Union Address.
Yep. Takes up all the network TV channels where if you're watching a show, you can't watch it anymore because somebody in a suit is speaking. Pass.
It does have that one XXX movie.
It's XXX State of the Union. I wanted to add that on here as well. Okay. Next one is opening statements. And he put parentheses court dash yuck with exclamation point.
Why?
What was your submission? Sorry, you,
yeah, the, okay. I thought we were doing states. Like you could, like typically with this show, you can kind
of shock.
Yeah,
that's no, one of my next ones.
State of Shock is two options away.
Yeah,
I would rather be shocked than panicked.
Yeah,
how about State Farm?
Sometimes a good thing.
Ooh,
State Farm is on the list. Not your one, but it was on a couple people's actually. But yeah, opening statements. I will say this as someone that did a lot of mock trial like a dumbass in high school and college. Opening statements are by far the most exciting part of any court proceedings. Opening and closing statements are the best thing. It's like it's one big acting performance. And then the rest
is
really
boring. Why did you put a yuck on that one, Che? Have you ever been in court?
I have. I got called I got called in for jury duty maybe like a year ago. And it was a case about
vehicular manslaughter.
It was a case with like a woman that got hit by a car, and I said that I couldn't do it because I had a friend, a coworker that was hit by a car. So
wow.
I
wow, are you talking about Liam?
You use Liz to get out
or
of Lee, your.
Or you use Liz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, does she know that?
Definitely
you, like,
not.
Claim like trauma from it? You couldn't be around,
or like you're biased because you saw
I trial. It was when she was doing whatever the serious show was right before the Yak, and so I'd pass her every day, and she was on crutches, and I felt bad.
Explain your excuse. Like, what was the actual excuse?
That I couldn't be unbiased because I had a coworker that was
nobody's ever pro car, and when somebody hit my car,
what's your bias?
What's your bias?
I had to fill out a sworn sheet saying that I would be an unbiased juror. And
so you can
I
just get out of jury duty by just saying, nah, I'm biased.
Yep.
So why does anyone ever go?
Wait, do you think like the ideal juror is just this like gray person that doesn't have morals?
I was just doing as I told. They asked if anyone had any reason, and then
did you mean it?
No, he did the right move and he got out of jury duty.
I don't think I'm going to legally, I'll plead the fifth on that one.
No, you were inconsolable after Liz got walloped by that Durango.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely pulverized by that dog.
He was in tears. I can't come into work today, Dave. I'm sorry. Someone else has got to run the show. well, we have one more option left. We obviously already went over the CIA.
She was tired and exhausted after getting hit by that.
One of the best confusion jokes
of the car.
Yep. Okay, so also on this list is States Avenue on a Monopoly. Why States Avenue?
It's like it's one of the maroon ones, I believe, which is right kind of in the first turn, like right in that first corner. It's somewhat pricey, or it's like on the cheaper side, but you're not going to collect a lot of hotel money for it. It's a three property color. No thanks. Not the best.
Fair enough. And then lastly, you have the Nebraska state flag. Is that the one with the Confederate flag in it?
I don't think so. I think there's like someone doing like a hammer type thing.
That sounds really cool.
Take a look. It's pretty bad.
State flag. Let's see. This doesn't look that bad. It's a guy like forging something on an anvil in front of a river and a train and a mountain. That's pretty sick.
I don't think it was very good.
So you chose right. Like the state flag over like prostate.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been a good
that
one.
That could be a great thing.
Yeah.
Prostate cancer would be very bad. Prostate.
Yeah, no cancer is going to make this list for now anyway. Okay, so we'll do a quick vote. Spider, what do you want? Do you want State Senate, State of the Union, opening statements, States Avenue in Monopoly, State of Shock, Nebraska State Flag, or State Farm commercials?
I'll do State Farm commercials.
Mm-hmm. I think that'll
be
my
pick
as well.
Commercials.
No, I fucked them. You know what? They switched up. They don't know the first thing about goddamn consistency. You look at the viral clip. Oh, Jake, what are you wearing? He was wearing khakis. Guess what? He also isn't the Jake they're pushing now. So fuck them. Keep it a buck. Keep the same Jake. And that's where I'm at.
That Jake's getting really big for his britches too. Like he's like wearing the outfit out in public and like and he's sitting front row at basketball games. Ew. Like
he's been like he's in the NBA 2K game.
Yeah. And
really?
Yeah. Where's the real Jake?
Well, the real Jake was an employee that won a competition.
Oh, no way.
I think so. And I don't know if he like wanted it.
Huh. Interesting. You know what? I will say for the State Farm commercials that they, out of all the commercials that involve athletes, they are the worst acted every time. They are by far the worst acted. Like Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes, terrible actors. So bad.
I'm biased towards State Farm. That was the insurance Liz has.
No, that was the one the guy who hit her had. His rates went through the roof. Just like Liz went over the roof.
Through the roof. Liz went his rates.
So what are you going to vote for, Nick? Do you want the list again?
State Farm commercials are really bad. I can't tell you the last commercial I've laughed at. So I think it's all commercials are bad. Probably not just State Farm. Opening statements are exciting when it comes to court. That's probably the most exciting thing. Unless when like somebody's like given a life sentence and they fucking cry. That's hilarious. what were the other ones?
You have State Senate, State of the Union, opening statement, State Avenue, Monopoly, State of Shock, and Nebraska State Flag.
So what's State Avenue paired with? Virginia Avenue and I think it was like the one – I think it was with Virginia Avenue.
Look goddamn Monopoly board.
It was definitely Virginia Avenue. What was the other one?
Was it Mick something? Is there a Mick something on the board?
Holy Mick? Oh,
God.
No.
It's too small, this one I'm looking at. The one I just looked at was – I think they did like a Worcester edition of it, and it's Powwow Worcester Black Lives Matter mural.
Oh, like, yeah, the same thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take State Avenue just because Monopoly is a bullshit game. Sucks.
No,
Monopoly sucks dick.
It does. No way, dude. I used to have Monopoly on Nintendo 64 just so somebody would play with me.
I don't care. Che. I don't care at all.
Give a shit.
I could give less of a fuck, Che. Bad game.
KB,
I don't like the State Farm commercials. The athletes always
St. Charles,
does State Farm get LaMelo on you to read off a teleprompter like an ESL learner?
That sounds right.
I think
again,
State of the Union. That's bullshit. That's annoying. That's like terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like bands that perform.
Do they?
They're doing like Star Spangled Banner and shit, aren't they?
Oh yeah. State of the Union.
State of the Union. Okay, switch up. Che.
I think also State of the Union, just because it's so disruptive to a night of TV watching if you're just watching cable TV. So State of the Union.
Owen?
What was the Monopoly piece?
States
Ave.
It's one of the maroon ones.
Yeah, I got to go with States Ave.
I think it was more fuchsia, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
want to be tacky.
We're trying to shorten. Yeah, let's keep this.
I'm a fuck with colors. All right, well, I'm going to vote for State Farm commercials and move it on. So it's State Farm commercials versus Juggernaut in Florida. We'll start with you, Owen.
I will push ahead State Farm commercials.
One for State Farm.
Yeah, I think Florida, again, it's in that territory of, like, Karen and Chad, where, like, the Florida man, it's, like, so ran into the ground, I feel like.
That just like Liz.
See it or... Yeah. Yeah, so I'll go with that. State Farm.
I'm so fucked. I'm going to go. All right, Che.
There's no way I'm picking the home of my Buccaneers. So, I actually like State Farm commercials. I think Cliff Ball is really funny. The original Jake, obviously the GOAT, new Jake, not as good, but, yes, yeah, so I guess State Farm commercials.
All right, KB.
Yeah, Florida, I mean, it has a lot of negative qualities, but it's statistically just provenly not the worst because people flock there. People retire there. People go on vacation there. People from all over the world go there throughout the entire year. Miami, Tampa area, Disney World. It's not the worst. It's one of the better states.
So you're going to go State Farm?
Yeah.
All right, Nick.
Spent some time in Florida. A lot of it sucks. A whole lot of it sucks.
But that's every place.
Well, we're forgetting
what separates Florida from places like Arkansas, Kansas, Nebraska is that it has attractions.
Right.
People want to go to.
And what do those attractions do? They took gas from us. They
did. True.
But I got to do this for my boy Stinky Tone. He works at Nationwide.
So he would appreciate that.
So we got to move on. That State Farm's worse.
Yeah, they are worse.
State Farm's going to move on. Spider, what would you have picked?
Yeah, listen, it's all about consistency. I'm the Hartford guy myself. I was born in the insurance capital of the world. Fuck State Farm. I'm standing by it. The name of the game is consistency. Fuck you. It's justice for Jake. I hope he's well. I hope he can feed his family. That's dirty what they did to him.
Kind of ran out of town.
Yeah, you can't just.
Because it's not even about the khakis anymore. They could have just changed the name, made him a new character.
Yeah.
They should have.
Insurance has the worst. Like, isn't Flo is insurance?
Flo.
The Geico Gecko. He's the hottest one.
The Allstate guy.
J.K. Simmons.
The voice.
Yep.
Oh, that one, yeah.
How about the General? Are you familiar with him? That little cartoon head ass?
Yeah. General and Jack.
And Shaq, yeah.
Insurance is so boring. The only thing we know about them is their commercials.
And that you have to have.
No, and like, does anyone have opinions about like the specific insurance? I don't know.
But that's State Farm. They don't need those commercials.
What can you guys tell me about State Farm Insurance?
Justice for Jay. That's all.
I feel like insurance is just like smaller stakes Wall Street. Like they're not doing anything with your money, but they just go to like a Chili's on a weekday and drink.
Yeah.
Instead of like making millions. I don't know.
And a lot of guys that like went to like D3 colleges are now in insurance. And,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing right before this. It's not neat.
No.
I recently switched my auto insurance because this happened one time and I didn't really think anything of it, but then it happened a second time and it triggered an absolute must change. We purchased or we leased a car first and then a couple years later purchased a different car. But when you buy a car, you have to show proof of insurance. The issue is you have to call the auto insurance to give them like the VIN number or like whatever, some type of ID that the car has. The auto insurance that I had was just closed on weekends. So you couldn't call them at all, and there's no like emergency line or anything. So I had to get purchase the specialty insurance that's like, hey, you can have this for like a day or two to drive it off the lot, but like you actually really have to call us with the stuff. So insurance, very bad, very boring, a lot of details.
It's very boring.
I remember after I got bombarded with like 15 general auto insurance commercials in a row, and I think I tweeted out like, hey, do you know anyone who actually has the general like insurance as their insurance? And everyone's tweeting back like, I gotta be honest, I don't know any of my homies' insurance. Like that's just not something that comes up in conversation.
We definitely talked about this.
I don't know what my insurance is.
Yeah, like I couldn't tell you. Like I really have no clue. But
do you
anyway,
the blood type?
No,
it's the most common one. That's all I know.
You're supposed to know.
I get texts all the time asking me to donate.
I know Ryu's blood type. It's O.
Right from Street Fighter or whatever?
Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Oh. Why do you know that?
Universal donor.
In the intros, they would say like height, weight, blood type. His was O.
Fuck.
I'm pretty sure I'm O.
You played Street Fighter?
I remember that.
Down forward punch. Down back kick. Forward punch.
So you were stuck between playing the Monopoly game and Street Fighter when you were younger, and you really couldn't pick which one.
I mean, different systems, but yeah, those are two of the more popular ones.
All right, before we get in the second half of the bracket, let's really quick hear from our friends over at Game Time.
Baseball is back, and the only place to get the best, cheapest, last-minute tickets is with the Game Time app. Have you ever dreamed of sitting in a seat that you never thought you could, behind home plate, first row in the outfield, catching dingers? It's all possible with the Game Time app. It's the biggest last-minute price drops. They can all be found. You can basically find the seats you never thought you could buy on Game Time. I'm going to be using it to buy a lot of Yankees tickets this summer because they're apparently kind of good now, which is great. And I'll be buying basically every single sports ticket I get from now on the Game Time app. And, you know, as soon as the Suns go to the playoffs, maybe I will buy a ticket to one of their playoff runs in the finals like this year. I tried to do last year, but I missed my flight. That was a whole big shebang, but whatever. The best part of this, by the way, you get $20 off your first purchase. Download the Game Time app, go to the account tab, create a login, and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Thank you to our friends from Game Time. Let's move on to the 6 seed versus the 11 seed. Our 11 seed today is Alabama. Alabama. Number one in teen pregnancies, one of the poorest states in the country. 23% of kids in high school smoke, which is kind of cool. Wow. Highest, one of the highest obesity rates, lots of tornadoes, not a great place to live. And they're going up against West Virginia. Wow. West Virginia, the number 6 seed. You guys knew that was coming eventually. Yeah. You guys can give your pitch on what's good or bad about West Virginia when we get to you. But we'll start out with you, Owen. What are you picking, Alabama or West Virginia?
I'm going to send West Virginia through, say that it's worse. I love Nick and Kyle very much, but I think, Bama, at least I think it's cool when you see the guys who go down there and get a girlfriend out of their league.
Yeah. Yes. It's wild.
The disparity. Those are always mind blowing
screenshots.
It's good for the fellas. It's always,
it's an uplifting. It's good to see the fellas win sometimes.
Yeah, that's good. That's a very good reason, actually. I had a friend, though, I will say, in a counterpoint, that went to West Virginia. And this kid, he looked like a fucking gremlin. Like, one of the just an all-time disgusting human to look at. He came back, and he had the hottest, like, picture-perfect blonde girlfriend I've ever seen in my entire life. And it just, still to this day, makes no sense to me.
Also, I completely take it back. I just remembered the I'm Schmacked WVU video from St. Patrick's. So which Wiz song was that? Do you remember?
There was multiple. There was the St. Patrick's, which was the MGK song, Wild Boy. There was a Wiz song.
St. Patrick's Day wasn't a Wiz song?
St. Patrick's Day, I think
it may have been multiple. It was a long video, a lot of highlights.
Shit. But that was my most watched growing up.
All right. So you're going to switch to Bama?
Yeah.
All right. It's one for Bama. Che.
Sorry, Alabama versus who? Or West Virginia? Little known fact, my dad actually worked in West Virginia for a couple of years. We lived in New Jersey, and he would fly there during the week for, I think it was like a couple of years. Something I learned, not a lot of direct flights out of West Virginia. You have to stop in Pittsburgh often.
I will say, I don't think you could say little known fact for like where your dad works. Like, I think you could say little known fact when it's like
a zero known fact.
Yeah, it's like it's literally zero. You say little known fact if it's like a random trivia about an athlete, sure, but like where your dad worked is like a zero known fact.
Fair. So West Virginia seems pretty miserable. Alabama, yeah, I mean, the tornado is probably – that must be super scary because that can really just happen anywhere. It's been well documented that I live in a flood zone. At least, like, I was aware of that going in. Being in, you know, in a land where a tornado could strike, it must be terrifying. So Alabama does have Alabama football. I mean, West Virginia football is pretty exciting. So, yeah, I'm going to say Alabama's worse.
All right. Yeah, KB and Nick. Nick, we'll start with you.
Yeah. I've never been to Alabama. I've been to West Virginia. This is a real clash of the inbred titans. At least Alabama has, like, a semblance of hope of like, sports. You know, they have a perennial dynasty. I don't know what pro teams they would root for. West Virginia, it's hopeless. It's it's a matter of when you try heroin It's, I think the average median income of a home is $22,000. So that's not a lot. It's very ugly. You're very like Alabama. Also, you have like the coast, and I think like seeing the ocean is like, you know, that's like a natural human thing that makes you feel better. Before I moved to New York, I saw the ocean like 6 times in my life. Everybody's phenomenally ugly. Everybody's very fat. I mean, jeez, I don't know. Like, Alabama might be less educated or even fatter. No,
I still don't think.
But the thing is, like, West Virginia isn't even the best at that. They're not the best at anything. But it is home, and I think it being so miserable encouraged me. Now West Virginia fucking sucks.
West Virginia's second highest obesity rate in the country, only behind Mississippi.
Yeah, their mayor looks like the bad guy from Monsters, Inc. Not the mayor, the governor. The governor, no, Jim Justice looks like the guy from Monsters, Inc.
That is a sick name for a governor.
Jim Justice, he's the only billionaire in West Virginia. Yeah, but...
oh, wow, you weren't kidding. Holy shit.
If you got vaccinated in West Virginia, you had a chance to get a picture with his dog. Everybody loves his dog. I forget his name.
I don't know the governor's dog's name. When you look up this guy, Jim Justice, he's like 6'9". The third picture is of him, Jim Justice, his big old frumpy dude in West Virginia, just holding up his dog's butthole in front of the camera.
Yep, but he's smiling real big.
He loves it. What's his dog's name?
Hold on. Jesus.
It's just his dog's asshole.
Well, that was when Bette Midler said, like, West Virginia's inbred. So he was like, hey, Bette Midler, like, kick my dog's out. Oh, his dog's name is Baby Dog, one word. And everybody's like, it's like the biggest celebrity in West Virginia.
His dog's name.
He does look like Mr. Water News, too.
Yeah, doesn't he? And he's enormous. He wears Crocs, like, with his suits. And then he was elected as a Democrat. We've had a history of Democrat governors, and he switched as soon as he was elected, which is pretty funny. Everything – West Virginia's – I don't know. I'm biased, obviously. West Virginia.
This is like one of the most misshapen humans I think I've ever seen. He's hard to define.
He's like the definition of frump.
Yeah, he is literally frump. He looks like almost like, you know how like Rob Ford was like almost a little bit put together, like in the sense that like he was a definable shape, like that. This is like the closest thing I can say to, like, get to him, but this guy really doesn't. He's like not even really a pear shape. He's just like a triangle.
Yeah, he's shaped like he lives in Washington.
Jim Justice. I love this guy. Okay, but KB, there's one for West Virginia. Are you going to vote for it as well?
Yeah, I'm biased too, like Nick, because I live there and I'm from there. It is truly awful. Nothing is going right. It's sad. It's the very sad epidemic. The old like coal towns is dying out. There is no hope really. And they try to like, I guess the only area that's like kind of flourishing is like the DC suburbs of the Eastern Panhandle, but that's just growing in population a tiny bit. It's bad. Alabama has a winning football team, and that's enough to beat West Virginia, as sad as it is.
One good thing. All right, Spider, you get to break the tie.
Yeah, I'm with the West Virginia guys themselves. I think West Virginia is worse. Unfortunately, these are two places I've both been. West Virginia is very depressing. As much as it's beautiful, I think there's the hope for that West Virginia, in my opinion, is that they one day can maybe clean it up and it will become like a nice, peaceful sanctuary. But as it currently exists, I don't think that's the case. I think it's worse than Alabama. Alabama's got Alabama. Obviously, the school, the football, they've got the fucking track, they've got Talladega, they've got everything. And they've got also ocean access, as one of you guys mentioned, which is massive, as much as it may be like shitty, dumpy beaches. West Virginia is just, you're kind of surrounded and landlocked by similar depressing energy, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I'm glad my boys made it out, though. Let's go.
Yep.
Out the mud.
Shout out to the shitty, dumpy beaches. That's my type. You know what I'm saying?
Don't shout outs out. Let's just send some good vibes to the people we left behind.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Shout out Bob Huggins.
Yep.
Shout out Bob Huggins.
The Wheeling Nailers.
Dead Marcus died in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Travis Terman.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, shout out to the R&R folks. Big shout out to them. But either way, West Virginia is moving on. Now we have the number 3 seed, South Dakota. South Dakota, actually, I thought it would be lower, but it's the 6th lowest population in the entire country by state. One of the coldest and windiest states. Ooh. Shit ton of tornadoes, which is what I didn't know at all. I didn't know they went up that far north. Not a great place to be. I think the one thing you can give them is South Dakota, State or North Dakota State that has like, they've had a few good players come out.
North Dakota State.
They're a football team.
So you can't give South Dakota shit really. They're going up against the number 14 seed, which in retrospect, I should have put higher. It's New Mexico. I didn't realize until doing this list how bad they are at everything. They are bottom 5 in the entire country by state in crime, economy, healthcare, and education. Plus, it's literally irradiated because they nuke the fuck out of it. Like, it's just not the one thing, I think the biggest claim to fame, right, is Breaking Bad. Like, the fact that it was a big meth state. So,
the Weird Al Albuquerque song, Roswell.
Great song, Albuquerque.
Their flag is elite. It is
sick ass flag. It's probably the best flag.
Mm-hmm. State. There's an Arizona has a cool flag. There's the Arizona, star, right?
Yeah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico might be the only good ones.
Man, that is such a cool flag, and it's like a little square too. I love that. Okay, we'll start out with you, Spider. New Mexico or South Dakota, which is worse?
I think South Dakota's worse, in my opinion. Fuck, combine the Dakotas. And like, let's add a 50th state. That's cool, exciting, because those two certainly ain't it in the Dakotas. I don't know what the fuck goes on there, but nothing of relevance. New Mexico, yeah, I'm not saying it's great, but I feel like that's definitely a lesser evil than anything named Dakota or from there.
Mm-hmm. People named Dakota typically not great either.
Yeah, well, not
Dakota Fanning, maybe the best pound for pound actor of all time.
Dakota, she's an actress, but yes, I think you're kind of. On the right track
now, isn't it?
She hasn't acted in a very long time. I will give it. I will note that
Man on Fire.
Elle Fanning, yeah, Man on Fire, great. Terrible in World of War? No, that's the video game. War of the Worlds, very bad in that movie. Very annoying.
Actress?
Yes, Dakota Fanning.
Is she? I don't know.
Somebody's mic is sounding real.
Yeah, what is that? What mic is?
I don't know.
I just moved mine, so maybe it's mine. I can unplug it.
Yeah, do that. Unplug, replug. Elle Fanning, actually, I think a better actress than Dakota Fanning. Elle Fanning, if you've watched Cat the Great on Hulu, she's awesome in that.
That's a good show.
Really good ass show. She's awesome
in that.
South
Dakota has Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Which is a bad thing. I think that's a knock against it.
You think?
It's a really underwhelming monument.
People forget that Google Image exists, and now we even have like Street View where you can look at it 3D.
They haven't cleaned it up yet. All the rubble and the carvings are just sitting below it.
Really?
Yeah, look at the picture. Look at the mount. Yeah, they haven't cleaned it.
Everyone's coming to that point of view at the same time. It's like we worship this thing for like years, and then I feel like now everyone, I don't know. Is North Dakota on this list or just South?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll get to it. The Dakota, there is another Dakota on this list, and it is North Dakota. So I guess we won't get to it. But all right. So Spider's picking South Dakota. What do you got, Nick?
There was this kid. He was like my first friend in public school freshman year. His name was Dakota. And he just came over to my house and printed off a bunch of pictures of like motocross drivers off my printer, left, and didn't talk to me again.
It was Dakota Vosvik.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Is somebody like jerking off?
Someone is.
I'm going to mute and tell me if you guys can hear it.
Someone's emitting static.
We're on South Dakota. All right. Nick, North South Dakota or New Mexico, which one do you pick?
I don't know if Mount Rushmore is a good thing or a bad thing, but I think the guy that carved its name is Gutson or something, his first name. That's a weird ass name. It's South Dakota. I would rather live in New Mexico by a large margin.
You mentioned before how Dakota, you guys had bad Dakotas. I had a bad Dakota from our town rival, Sayville, Dakota Edwards. He used to kick our ass in soccer every single year. He was way taller than all of us. Ended up going to Maryland soccer and sputtered out. So fuck you, Dakota Edwards. Okay, next up, KB.
South Dakota is way worse. It sucks. There's nothing. Aberdeen? Sioux Falls? No. New Mexico has, like, skiing. Like, and, like, people rave about, like, Santa Fe and, like, Tao or whatever it's called.
Death Valley. Kind of sucks.
The spiritual scene of Roswell, hot air balloons. Yeah, South Dakota's worse. I don't know what South Dakota has. I think like the western portion is like Montana-esque, but no.
I think once you pass up Michigan, you're pretty much in the same fucking state until Washington.
No one has ever like turned up in Sioux Falls.
That's literally like the
turn up there.
You can't turn up.
Turn up in South Dakota.
Yeah,
physically you turn impossible. Up in South Dakota dead.
physically turn up dead, frozen to death.
Do pre-games exist in these states?
No, not in
South Dakota. That's just what the party is.
There's no games. There's no main thing.
There's no game. There is no game to pre.
Like their best attraction is the fucking Corn Palace, which is like an auxiliary gymnasium that is made out that looks like corn on the outside but isn't corn.
Yeah,
and the world's largest pheasant, which is congrats, like you just made an oversized pheasant. You're not competing against other like big pheasant builders.
If another state wanted that, they could have it.
Yeah, anybody could have it. Like no one's actively trying to make like a jumbo pheasant.
Actually, that should be our bracket live show. We are unveiled the world's largest pheasant.
Rapid City, cool last name. Probably the opposite of what it
Hello.
Spells
Thanks
out.
So much. Have a good night.
I love what you did Trevor ask him?
What's that?
Ask your Uber Eats driver.
Oh, he's gone, bro.
Which state he thought is better? He would have absolutely had the deciding vote, no matter, even though we are at 3-0 for South Dakota. Che, what would you pick?
I've been to New Mexico. I like New Mexico. They got, I did do the Breaking Bad tour. They have Los Pollos Hermanos is a place called Twisters, which is like kind of a fast food-y Mexican place. Very, very large portions, including very large burritos. Sorry, what's that?
Like computer Mexican?
What, E-Mexican?
You said E-Mexican, I thought?
Fast food.
Yeah.
Like doesn't kind Breaking of fast Bad food? House, aren't people always throwing pizzas on the
throwing
roof and like people
on,
that live
yes.
there are like begging you to stop? It's like causing damage.
Yes. Yeah, it's just a normal house in like a regular neighborhood, which is funny.
Oh, do people live in it?
Yeah, it's like an occupied house. But yeah, it was very cool. We took like a gondola up to some mountains and saw like an outlook of the city. So I have nothing but good memories of New Mexico. And
take a gondola up to the mountains. And what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of like a gondola in Venice. Like, what do you mean like one of those like a ski lift thing almost?
Yeah, isn't that a gondola?
Okay.
Yeah, that's still a gondola as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. South Dakota, the only thing that's ever good that's come out of South Dakota is Chelsea Hushka from Teen Mom. Total babe. Just
wow.
two
puts
hands
out
off top.
Yeah.
What's up?
She puts out.
Yeah, she does. She has several kids. South Dakota. Brutal.
Really thought you were about to throw out like Farrah Abraham or something. Owen,
no,
what would you pick? Literally.
I think South Dakota's better. My childhood dog's name was Dakota. It was a girl. I always called it a boy, and I have a weird guilt about that for some reason. And I feel like without Mount Rushmore, we probably wouldn't have jobs without PMT.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We wouldn't.
Fair point.
Yeah,
think about that.
You said that is actually true.
Yeah, South Dakota quite literally pays our bills. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a domino effect. That's incredible. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, South Dakota, for moving you on. But, I mean, that's just where we ended up here.
Or wait, like, but if it weren't for South Dakota, would Dan and, like, PFT have found another, like, group of four?
No.
Like, would have been like, all right, we're picking out our Chuck E. Cheese animatronic band of best fast food restaurants.
What's your Beatles of players?
Name another one, Dick.
Dude, they would have had to try and narrow it down to just the Lincoln Monument every week.
Yeah, just one. What's your one pick? They can only use monuments for that, yeah. Okay, next up we have the number 10 versus the number 7. The number 10 seed is Nebraska. Nebraska, lots of snow, lots of tornadoes, lots of flooding, mosquitoes. Another state where I think very few people could point it out on a map. Like, it is... Oh, I remember, like,
it's shaped like a little piggy.
It's a hard one, man. And it's one where, like, I even looked at it on the map and I was like, oh, man, I really forgot it was that far up. I thought it was way further down than it is.
You said it snows a lot. You could have said it snows there 0 days a year. I would have used to.
Exactly.
That's just the climate of Nebraska.
Exactly. And they're going up against the number 7 seed, Missouri. Missouri, sneakily high taxes. A lot of these places that are, like, you would assume are poverty stricken are a lot of really high taxes. Bad weather, a lot of tornadoes, really bad humidity in the summer, really cold in the winter, really high crime rate. Not a great place. But number 10 versus the number 7. Owen, we'll start with you. Nebraska or Missouri, which is worse?
Nebraska. At least, I mean, there's some sports and stuff coming out of Missouri.
Is it Buffett is from Nebraska? Am I making that up?
Yep.
Warren Buffett from Mississippi.
Or no, but he lives in Nebraska.
He lives in Omaha, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, he's best friends with Sue, right? Like Ndamukong Suh. They're like best friends because he went to Nebraska, if I remember right. Right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Interesting enough. See, that's a fun fact. That's a little known fact. Or maybe, I guess, widely known fact since you guys knew it.
Trey. I was just about to drop an even funner fact on you. Warren Buffett's favorite drink, Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke. He drinks 2 liters of it a day, if I remember reading that right. All right, so Owen, you're picking Nebraska. Che, what do you got?
Nebraska, I feel like, could be livable. High school / college film software Huddle is based out of there.
That makes it livable to watch grainy fucking footage of kids,
high schoolers.
So it's a cool business.
There's a little known fact.
They have the Little League World Series out there, which I think could be fun. It looks good from the very few shots that I saw from up in the air of the movie. Sorry, what was it going against? Nebraska versus
Missouri.
Isn't the fucking Little League World Series in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, they have the College World Series.
Okay.
Yeah, the college one.
College is in Omaha?
Yeah, NCAA, like men's. And then Little League's the 11 to 12 Little League.
That doesn't do it for him. Che just said he likes the high school demographic with the whole Huddle app. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
He likes teen moms too. He likes a lot about the high school demographic.
Yeah, high school, great time in your life.
No, it's not. It's universally the worst for most people.
You didn't like high school?
I guess, no. Che, I'm obsessed with Pokemon and wear glasses.
That's true.
It's easy for you to like high school. You were hard the entire time.
Rock hard.
You look every back day. Fondly.
You go to Throbbing Cock. You're like, that was awesome.
That's true. So I look back on it very fondly. Missouri? Missouri seems really shitty. What about Missouri? I went to Missouri to see the arch. Well, there was a wedding there, but... went to see the arch, was under construction. The whole downtown of St. Louis, not very appealing. Outside of the baseball park. Baseball parks looked really cool. But outside of that, there was nothing. It just looked like Newark, New Jersey. So I think Missouri was pretty bad. The food is okay. The barbecue, I believe, was pretty good. But outside of those two things, Missouri was miserable. Omaha looks nice, so Missouri out. Or Missouri, I'm moving on.
Missouri's out. KB, Nebraska or Missouri?
Yeah, I would put Omaha above like St. Louis and Kansas City, but Nebraska, it might be the worst state in the country because the rest of the state, I think it's like just it's nothing. There's like dozens of counties with under 1,000 people, and it's flat, which like takes away the appeal of Wyoming with like a beautiful landscape. Missouri at least has like the Ozarks. And like some outdoor shit. But God damn, both are bad. Nebraska's worse.
Nebraska's worse. Nick?
I think Nebraska has a chance to take this whole thing. It has the scariest natural disasters and tornadoes to me. Most unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
It's cold. It's in the center of the United States, but it's so isolated from desirable areas. St. Louis spawned us Riggs. And
he did give us Riggsy.
Kansas City barbecue is pretty good. The greatest show on turf. And I feel like one thing we haven't looked at yet is state mottos. And most of them are in Latin. Yet Nebraska's is "Welcome to Nebraska Land."
That's actually kind of awesome. I love how dumb that is.
And we're going up against Missouri, whose is, I think, like, "The will of the people is supreme law," which is so bad. It's in Latin. It's translated from Latin. And then "Welcome to Nebraska Land." Nebraska sucks.
All right, Nebraska's gonna move on.
Little tiny piggy, though, which is
I'm trying to think of what when people defend Nebraska, what do they say? Maybe Omaha,
steaks. They probably have a lot of cows there. I'm assuming
Omaha and even Lincoln are very close to the border of another state, so the vast majority of the state is just not.
Well, same with Kansas City for Missouri.
Yeah,
and St. Louis.
And St. Louis.
That's a lot of states, but Nebraska, nothing.
New York and New Jersey, New York City and New Jersey. It's all very close.
The rural parts have outdoor attractions.
Yeah.
Like places you can camp or hike or look at. Not Nebraska.
Just flat. Spider, what would you have picked?
I would have picked Nebraska. Nebraska's worse. St. Louis just saves Missouri right there. Even sports aside, the city, what the fuck does, I guess, Omaha, but I don't know. It doesn't compare.
Yeah, agreed. Now we have the last matchup on this side of the bracket after Nebraska moves on. The number two seed, North Dakota. North Dakota is the second coldest state in the entire country, only behind, it's Alaska. Yeah. They have just a lot of tornadoes in the Dakotas, which is not something I thought was a thing. I thought it was too cold for that. Weird accents, no pro sports, fifth fewest populated state. Not a great place to be. We did determine, though, as my cat knocked down my phone, we did determine, though, that there was one good thing in that at least North Dakota State has had some pretty good athletes over the past couple years. And athletes that have had an NFL staying power, which is kind of cool.
Wentz and Trey Lance. Didn't they have a good running back, too?
Where did Josh Allen go to school?
Wyoming.
Damn, never mind. So it was just they had two good ones then. That's still something. That's more than most get.
Two top three picks.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and they're going up against the number 15 seed, Indiana. Indiana, women have the ninth worst pay gap, which is cool. They have the ninth smallest dicks in the country, also cool. Worst water pollution in the entire country. And that's just some of the bad things.
I gotta hear some of that dick list if you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they made an amalgam from condom ordering places of extra small condom orders, and I guess Indiana had the ninth most orders on the list of extra small condoms custom made.
But they're still fucking.
They are presumably, yeah. I mean, you could jerk off in a condom. Who did that?
Who has ever done that?
It's from a movie or a show. Someone's jerk off in a condom. I love you, man. Yeah, that's right.
I jerked off in a condom.
I've tried. Yeah, I think I started once.
It's got
lubrication. And I think the smell is an aphrodisiac.
Also, I wanted to feel a condom before women were willing to have sex with me.
Fair enough.
Okay, fair.
And women will be willing to have sex with you in Indiana because they have no money. Because it's a really bad pay gap. Okay, so we're going to start out with you, Spider, North Dakota or Indiana?
This isn't even fucking close. Fuck both the Dakotas. Indiana's got Barstool Sportsbook. They got Indianapolis. Oh, yeah. They got Lucas Oil Stadium. They got the Indy 500. They got a lot way more than whatever even anything Dakota can compare to. And I would imagine much more bitches, even if you got an extra small weenie. So I'm with Indy all the way, and download the Barstool Sportsbook if you're from Indy.
Hell yeah. Nick?
Let's go.
Yeah, aside from fucking Carson Wentz, two subpar quarterbacks in the NFL, can't really name anything in North Dakota. It might as well be Canada. Indianapolis, I went, and there is an escape room every other building, which is fucking, it's like, I don't know. It's the escape room capital of the world. And so I went to one and it was very expensive, but they had like live actors playing corpses. And I had to let, it was a space themed, and I had to like take the spacesuit off a dude. And he was like, I was trying to like tickle him, and he was just in character as a dead man.
That doesn't sound like an escape room.
Yeah, it was. I found, we opened up an airlock and there was a dead astronaut, and I had to
just an actually dead man.
There were no hints there. I just did it. But the comedy scene in Indianapolis, as we know, is incredible. You know, so we got to go. And it brought us Vibs.
It did.
And Jordan Berry.
Jordan Berry, JB, shout out.
So you got to go. You got to go.
KB?
Yeah. I am an Indiana hater, but.
Oh, dude, I bet those condom sales were all just Mantis for like a vlog or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think one state's motto is land of opportunity, but in Indiana, like, got white country boys like becoming basketball stars, and Mantis fucking, and which is incredible. Indy 500 is awesome. North Dakota is South Dakota, but worse.
Yes,
but worse, boys. They don't have like they don't have like the Black Hills, or maybe they do. I don't know. It's just a vast expanse of very cold, frozen nothing.
Mm-hmm. Very cold place. Which one is North Dakota? Is that Bismarck or
Bismarck? Yeah,
Fargo,
yeah.
Which is the town of Fargo sucks, but it gave us like a
good movie,
good arc,
good show,
good too. Show too. Good yeah. Show. I will say Bismarck's a fire name for a city. I think that's an awesome capital city name. Arguably one of the best capital city names.
Nah, the K serves, or the CK bothers me.
That's just German. It's like Otto von Bismarck, man. I think that's cool.
It's a lot.
But Indiana Perry was probably like worse than any place.
That might be the worst city.
North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Che.
Yeah, it's not even close. Indiana has a bunch of cool stuff. Combine, Pacers, a bunch of stuff. Barstool.
So it sounds like Indianapolis is saving the state. Because what else?
Yeah,
Pawnee. I mean, Parks
French
and Recreation.
Lick.
So a fictional town.
French Lick, Indiana.
French Lick. That's where Guy Bird's from.
Yep.
Yeah, Gotham.
But like, take a look at Indiana. Look at a historic. Like, a very good job in Indiana is like being an incredible like. Sports media like mogul and like doing whatever you want, being in WrestleMania. A good job in the dream in North Dakota is like doing like heroin and working like a 3-day shift in like an oil rig field. So
they're talking about Jim Irsay at first, not Pat McAfee when you're referring to the WWE guy. But that Jim Irsay does have a great life in Indianapolis.
The word oil rig turns me on more than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, looping up.
Yeah. Rev up that drill. That's
and,
a great pick.
And an oil rig pretty much just goes like this.
It does. It literally fucks.
Yeah, it does. It
fucks the earth.
Like one of those Japanese or Chinese birds at the tip jar.
Yes, exactly.
Are you guys ready for a big twist? My childhood best friend moved to North Dakota.
Whoa.
No way. Yeah. Why?
That's where his family was from. It's definitely the worst state of all the 50. He was very aware of that, and so his going away party, it like read like a funeral. It was tough.
It's his family just wanted a pool.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's miserable. Okay, before we get into our really quick rapid fire results for our champion or playoff rounds, let's hear from our very good friends over at 3Chi. Folks, let's talk a little bit about 3Chi. We talk about them all the time, and that's because they are the absolute gosh darn best. 3Chi's Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC that is a more functional alternative to marijuana. Visit 3Chi.com. CHI.com and use promo code STOOL5 and you get 5% off and you get a free CannaFan flag sticker. This sale is exclusive to Barstool listeners. We use all their stuff all the time. They have a big wide variety of edibles, vapes, drink enhancers, tinctures, and more. Gives you that really good buzz, but with clearer head and a little bit less anxiety and paranoia, which is always great. You must be 21 years old to purchase. And again, you get 5% off all products at 3Chi.com plus a free CannaFan flag sticker. Use promo code STOOL5. Thank you to 3Chi. Let's run through really quick. We have the number 5 seed versus the number 4 seed. The number 5 seed is New Jersey versus the number 4 seed, Mississippi. We'll start out with you, Owen.
Mississippi by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
By country mile. Jersey, yeah. Jersey is like pretty much New York stuff.
So. It's like an extension of New York, more or less. Che?
The two homes of Brandon Walker. He's moving out of one, and his family's going to the other, but they're making the wrong choice in this scenario because Mississippi is much worse than New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. KB?
Fuck New Jersey. Like, they get, like, prideful whenever they are mentioned as, like, the worst state, because they're always like, you hate us because you ain't us, or we'll fist fight you. But seeing them lose in the second round of a 16-man bracket, that I want that. I want that. So New Jersey. Or no.
Mississippi you're voting for, yeah. Nick.
Yeah, Mississippi's worse.
If you had to be condemned to spend the rest of your days in one of these, I mean, do we still have State Farm commercials in here somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah. I would rather live my life in a State Farm office than in Mississippi.
Yeah. No, Mississippi is.
You just want to be in Barstool Chicago's old office?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you got?
Mississippi.
Spider.
Mississippi's worse. Yeah, it is. Jersey's at least like in the Northeast, relatively speaking. And it's close nearby. There's relevant stuff happening, there's entertainment. Mississippi, all their entertainment leaves. Look at Ben Mintz. Look at Brandon Walker.
Fact.
New Jersey's better.
All right. You go first in our next matchup, the number 16 State Farm commercials versus the number 9 seed Arkansas.
I will say Arkansas is worse.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas does not have a lot going for it at all, Nick.
I mean, I think there's more black people in State Farm commercials than in Arkansas.
Combined.
Wouldn't that be fucked up if I took Arkansas? Well, no, Arkansas is worse.
And then you just did take Arkansas as worse. Oh, okay. KB.
There's more diversity and culture in a State Farm commercial than in Arkansas.
All right.
Well,
I think that Arkansas has like the Memphis area, they do have black and white diversity, but they're still the most racist, I think.
Memphis might be the worst, like, large city.
Especially when you bleed into Arkansas, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Arkansas is bad. Arkansas is real bad. And I've never been there. I just go off of intuition.
What do you
need? It's another one for Arkansas, Che.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like State Farm commercials. So as far as like commercials, especially insurance commercials, they're one of the better ones. So I'm going to say Arkansas.
All right, Owen, what would you have picked?
Arkansas.
Arkansas moves on.
You get PU.
That's kind of the lame about them, too, is that their name incorporates another state's name in Kansas. Just kind of.
Yeah, it doesn't keep the same vibe.
Yeah, that's goofy as fuck. All right, you get to vote first. Arkansas versus Mississippi. Which one's worse?
Mississippi, dude. I think it might be running away with it.
That would actually be great if Mississippi wins this. Che, Mississippi or Arkansas, which is worse?
It looks pretty nice when Brandon showed pictures of like fishing on like a little pond. So
that could be at any Camellas.
Yeah, like literally almost any state.
They went fishing in Arkansas with Coach Moss. They went on his boat.
Oh, did they?
The stoolies
nice.
Kept jumping in.
In the water?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Damn. I didn't see those pictures, so I have to go with Mississippi is better.
Some of it I'll get you some Fiscoli footage if I can.
KB, Arkansas or Mississippi?
These states are both pretty similarly bad, but I think like the Walmart area, the headquarter area, is actually like a hip, like Asheville, North Carolina type deal that's cool to live in. So that, or Mississippi's worse.
Okay, Nick?
The culture that Mississippi has is, it doesn't even compare to Arkansas. Arkansas seems like it's like just a piece of tofu in the middle of the United States. It's just like taking the flavor of everywhere else. I have a list of like B.B. King, Oprah, James Earl Jones, Jimmy Buffett, Elvis Presley, Leanne Rimes, Jim Henson, Mississippians.
Impressive list.
I was just thought
That's Mississippi. That's Mississippi. Oklahoma has some good ones. Or Arkansas.
Who's Arkansas have?
Bill Clinton?
I guess I don't know.
Yeah, Little Rock.
Barry Rice, Brett Favre, Grant Pack, Walter Payton, Britney Spears, Mississippi.
You can't go off like people, though.
It's the states that built them.
You're right.
Johnny Cash from Arkansas.
Was I in a play called Oklahoma growing up, or am I making
Oklahoma is a play? That would make sense.
And a drill.
Oh, yeah.
Scottie Pippen, noted get his wife fucked guy from Arkansas. Douglas MacArthur, the general that wanted to nuke China.
That's not by his choice. He's not like a cock.
Bill Clinton. he's an unwilling cuck. Billy Bob Thornton.
Right, an unwilling cuck isn't a cuck.
Billy Bob Thornton.
A man scorned.
Who else we got? Mary Steenburgen from Step Brothers, great actress. John Grisham
and
Bill Heath,
Sonny Liston,
and at least Mississippi has a sliver of ocean. I'm sure it's nice down there. I'm sure, like it's got. I'd imagine better food.
Let me hit you with something. Neo is from Arkansas. I would have never expected that in a million years.
What the fuck?
Chelsea Clinton, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
That's not really a big plus, anyway.
The list of Mississippi would be is filled to the brim with Hollywood A-list, which is astounding.
Bear Bryant, Mike Huckabee.
Don't care.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Derek Fisher from Arkansas, Joe Jackson, very good guy.
They have like a really good high school sports photography company.
Clark Duke from Hot Tub Time Machine.
I'm taking Arkansas's worst. I think it's just a cultural null.
All right, Spider, you get to break the tie.
Yeah, I'm with Nick there on that last point. He named all the relevant people coming from Mississippi and Arkansas. What do they have? Fucking Walmart, I think KB might have mentioned. Yeah. Who cares? Fuck that. Mm-hmm. They just seem way more boring. So Mississippi, I'm siding with you. You're the better place. Arkansas is worse.
They're on to the championships, but you get to vote first on the other side of the bracket, Spider. South Dakota versus West Virginia, two locational states. Which one are you picking?
South Dakota's worse by a mile. They have absolutely no silver linings, where at least West Virginia has. At one point, it was a flourishing contribution to our economy. They produce great people, as is the two next to me. And South Dakota has what? A fucking shitty sculpture of four presidents that looks all right.
Chelsea Huska.
Is it even South Dakota or is it North Dakota?
See, it's South Dakota.
No one even cares enough. Maybe it's me. Who knows?
All right. So that's one for South Dakota. Nick?
West Virginia has picturesque areas. You could whitewater rafting. You could hunt and fish. You could do that, I'm sure, in South Dakota as well. South Dakota's worse.
Is another one for South Dakota. Nick? Or sorry, KB?
Yeah, we have a lot of great outdoor attractions. We have the Bahamas of the North in Lake Somersville.
How do you call that?
It's the only fucking way. The New River Gorge, the Greenbrier, the Snowshoe.
It's crystal clear, fresh water, is it not?
It's not murky. It's not that murky.
Not as murky.
The beach is a sad scene. cool place, though.
And I get when these two are clashing, it's just where you can get from there. I mean,
yeah,
West Virginia, you can get to, Philly, or not Philly, but like DC, Pittsburgh, Columbus, that direction. You can go down to Kentucky.
Yeah, pepperoni rolls.
Yeah, pepperoni rolls.
They have that everywhere.
They're West Virginia food.
Where can you get one now?
Right now, like any pizzeria here.
Fuck. No, that's a Stromboli, you fool.
This is cold and a little worse.
Much worse.
yeah, South Dakota, though, worse.
South Dakota, Che.
West Virginia has legalized sports gambling. They have some casinos there. South Dakota, much worse.
I agree with you, Owen. I'm assuming you're picking South Dakota's worst too, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Not even close. Not you can't even do. Close. Imagine if he did Rough and Rowdy in South Dakota. Literally, no one would show up, and not by like choice or like because they wouldn't want to go. It's just like it'd be too difficult to find people to go because there's no one there. Next up, Owen, you go first. North Dakota versus the number 10 seed Nebraska.
Yeah, I think getting to South Dakota would just be considered a Hajj if you made it.
Yeah.
What is the second in this matchup, Kenja?
North Dakota versus Nebraska.
Ooh, yeah, I got to go with North Dakota. Shout out to my buddy Owen Zacchio. Yeah, I think that's the worst.
His name is Owen Zacchio. I know something Zacchio. I mean, live close enough where they're probably related, so sucks to be him.
Best friend's name was Owen? So you guys were just Owen and Owen?
Yeah, he actually transferred in, and it was like, look at us, same name.
Best friend.
And then right when I got close to him, he moved back to North Dakota.
Oh, he moved back. So he lived there before.
That's brutal. That's brutal going from North Dakota, moving your kid from you North Dakota. To
a little taste of the big city, then back to Fargo.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, it seems like the most boring place in the country.
Yeah. Jay?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a North versus South Dakota final.
Yeah, I agree. KB and Nick?
Cornhusker football, Creighton basketball, College World Series, and a little less cold than North Dakota. So North Dakota loses.
Nick?
I think living in North Dakota, at least you get an accent. You get pity from other states because that, like, people don't know anything about it, yet they feel bad. If you say you're from Nebraska, you're not even going to get sympathy.
No.
And that would be way worse. So I'm going to Nebraska.
All right, one for Nebraska.
Very cool with Nebraska losing this, by the way.
Or winning. Spider.
What'd you say, KB?
I don't want to sway you.
I don't really – they're both shit. I think that by definition –
the fastest thing I've ever seen.
I did burp, so excuse me. I don't know if you guys heard that. I hope not. Anyways, it's got to be Dakota. It's got to be Dakota. Like I said, they should be one state, if one at all. Get rid of both of them, and let's get fucking like Puerto Rico and some more tropical islands in this bitch.
Yeah.
He's right. He's 100% correct. Yeah.
He's spitting, dude.
It's a fact.
Well, you get to vote once, and when I assume
Spider, I'm about to blow your fucking mind.
What?
We got Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but it's not a state. Does it count as a state?
Territory.
No, I want it as a state.
You wanted that statehood?
Yeah. And Bahamas too. Fuck it. I've been there once.
Long, motherfucker.
I bet you almost any Caribbean nation would be happy to join in on the fun.
I feel like I just sound like Putin or something, just like demanding. Just
annex the Caribbean. Okay, so you actually get to vote once in what I think is kind of a nightmare matchup for you, North Dakota versus South Dakota. Which one's worse?
Brutal.
Which one has the statue?
South Dakota.
South, bro.
That one's worse. Fuck that. It's a shit statue. It's overrated. I'm with you. And I'm pretty sure the guy who constructed it was misogynist.
You call yourself an AWL, brother?
listen, credit to them. Those guys are talented beyond any sort of fucking statue that will just decay. Those guys will live on forever. They deserve the ones. They're the ones that deserve the statue. Everyone like that's I'm not gonna allow that to be the saving grace. That doesn't make it better. If like they're probably like out there with their chest up like, oh, look at us, we have this fucking pile of rocks. No, I'm going with the other one simply for that fact.
Fair enough, Nick.
God damn. I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Can we all just say we don't give a shit?
Let's just not do the final round.
These states are so bad. Like, why are we wasting our effort?
How about we could do combined Dakota?
Tie with the rest?
Can we do combined Dakota versus Arkansas for the final? You want to do that?
It's Dakota in a wash.
Yeah, to get the both Dakotas as a whole are worse than one individual one.
Let's do that. We'll do the two and the three seed combined, Dakotas versus Arkansas then. And we don't – Owen, you go first. Dakotas versus Arkansas, final round.
I don't know, man. These states have broken me.
None of us have been to either of these.
Any of these.
We've never researched these places. We know nothing about these places.
That's why we're perfect to judge them completely as being the worst.
The thing about me is I've always had a really strong opinion on Arkansas versus the Dakotas, and that's from Stephen. What were you were telling me this morning about it. What were you saying?
Me?
That's like the one person you can't spring that on.
Yeah.
Come on, he just threw you the alley-oop.
I thought you were going to finish that.
No, sorry. What was that?
You got anything on Arkansas versus the Dakotas? Anybody?
That we were talking about this morning?
These states are making us sedated. We're like falling asleep.
Yeah.
No, all right. I was looking for a picture of Chelsea Husker to send in the chat.
You're crushing on this team, Mom.
It's very hot. Yeah, the Dakota's much worse, though. I mean, what do we talk about? Arkansas at least has better weather, right?
I think it'd be perfect if we just stopped filling in the bracket.
Yeah, we just have to stop.
Yeah. Just
like I think if the graphic just says, who gives a fuck here?
Yeah. Well, we don't put the actual final vote out, but I agree with you in that. How about that? We just DNF it out because these states are like not interesting enough.
No, I'm like livid that we're wasting our time with this.
Yeah, let's actually cancel this tournament due to COVID protocol.
All right, we're DNFing the rest of this because we don't care enough about the Dakotas or Arkansas for it to continue. One of the first DNF in bracket history. Shout out to the Dakotas.
They do have hitters.
Yeah, they'll be mad.
I wrote some blogs on these states and.
You have a homie come at you out of Bismarck.
The Dakotans,
light you up.
Do the Dakotas have a lot of natives?
They do have some, which is,
right? Yeah, I'd imagine.
They're that pipe thing.
The reservations. Pipe
yeah. All right. Well, this one's DNF'd, but we will be back with a full crew next week. Thank you, Spider, for filling in. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to smash that goddamn subscribe button. And, you know, if you're listening on Spotify, go, you know, get on YouTube and subscribe anyway. But till next time, I'm Ken Jack. You got Owen, Shay, KB, Nick, and Spider. We will see you next time.